Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Do you sometimes wish you could foresee the future and what your life will be facing next month or next year? Have you ever wished you would never again find yourself caught up in an argument or conflict? Join me again today for answers to those questions as we work through the very first little letter, which was written to the first generation of Christians in the first century. It eventually became part of our New Testament. This letter was written by James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ, who became a significant leader in the Jerusalem spiritual movement of primarily Messianic Jewish Christians in the months and years following the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Already we've looked at the first three chapters of James' letter, which you'll find near the end of your New Testament between the books of Hebrews and Peter's two letters. Written in about 47 AD, James wrote primarily to the Messianic Jewish Christians, according to James chapter 1, verse 1, challenging them to understand and live practically this new life in relationship with Jesus as empowered by the Holy Spirit. Then, as now, arguments and conflicts were a frequent part of everyday life, and sometimes those conflicts became so heated, people behaved in God-demeaning ways, countering their claims to be Spirit-filled Christians. Has that ever happened to you? James deals with that head-on. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires, which battle within you? James chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. And with those words, James provides a remarkable explanation of how disagreement turns to argument and then conflict, and why it's so important for God's people to find God's help and God's answers to this widespread human problem. Do you agree conflict almost always results in some damage, some wounding of the souls of those involved? Also, do you agree that wounding is a primary objective of the dark kingdom with all human relationships and communication? In verses 5 to 10, James does a masterful job of helping us understand God's perspective and God's remedy for this conflict problem, which we all have. Our human sin nature's tendency is toward disagreement and conflict, even with those we should love, like our families and God's people. I have found the two most damaging types of conflict wounds are family conflict and church conflict. Do you agree? Oh my, how the dark kingdom loves to turn family members and church members against each other in deeply wounding conflict. Why? Because those two groups should be the safest places for you and me to experience belonging, acceptance, love, motivation toward growth, and God-honoring maturity. Naturally, our hearts are more open and our defenses lowered when we are with family or church friends. So it should be evident why the dark kingdom focuses on turning family and church into battlefields which leave residue of broken and bleeding hearts. And have you noticed, my friends, that we all have a natural tendency to protect ourselves from those places and people we think might wound us? That's why so many families and churches are in dysfunction, with people isolating away from each other rather than drawing close to each other and resolving their differences. Pause. Is your family and your church two places where you have found healing and building strong alliances with others against the schemes of the dark kingdom? That is God's design and desire for every biological family, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and every church family, according to 1 Peter chapter 1. Do we understand that, my friends? Have you also learned that in disagreement, argument, or even conflict, when both parties claim to be Christians, we have a tremendous advantage for conflict resolution over everyone else? James mentions it. Humble yourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will lift you up. James chapter 4, verse 10. Oh, my friends, do you understand it? Have you experienced it? And do you use it as a conflict-resolving strategy? When two Christian people are in conflict, if they will each humble themselves before God, inviting the Spirit of God to show them their fault or contribution to the conflict, and then repent of what God shows them, then God can do his miraculous work of cleansing and transforming them into healthy, God-honoring people, as both Christians in the conflict experience the convicting, cleansing, correcting work of God, they are then positioned to approach the person with whom they are in conflict, now with humility, seeking reconciliation. In that heart posture, then God can draw them together in reconciliation for His glory. Have you discovered how God can be radically honored and greatly glorified in conflict resolution? James closes out his wonderful fourth chapter challenging us to be careful in assuming anything about tomorrow or the future. James 4:13 says, "Now listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money.' Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Oh my, that strikes close to home for all of us, doesn't it? You probably have a calendar, either paper or electronic, with which you make your careful plans, perhaps even way out into the future, maybe years future. With this brief section of his letter, James is led by the Holy Spirit to give us some very wise advice that we'd all do well to adapt into our lives and our planning. Now, I urge you to do today as I invited you to do the past 3 days. Take your notepad of paper and with pen in hand, read every verse of James chapter 4, writing down the Holy Spirit-given thoughts which come into your mind and heart. If this is now the fourth day you've done this, by now you should have quite a collection of wisdom God has spoken to you this week. On Monday, James and I will be here waiting for you as we'll look at his closing chapter, and then we'll reconnect with Paul and Barnabas in Syrian Antioch. I hope you have a great worship experience with Jesus this weekend, my friends, wherever you are in the world.